So I know you've had an extensive Minnesota political career. What made you want to get up and run again for county commissioner?
I was taught at an early age by my parents to be a good citizen and participate, and that being a public servant was a good thing. And so I've run for office. I started when I was 22 years old, got elected to the Virginia School Board and then the Pike Township Board where I lived, and then I served 26 years at the state legislature. And when this seat opened up, people urged me. I said, why not? The people up here have been kind to me, and I want to give back to them, and I think that's something to contribute. I know the mechanics of government and how it works, so I want to help make life better for the citizens of St. Louis County.
And why do you think you'd be a good county commissioner?
St. Louis County has a lot of money that they get from the federal and the state government that they have programs and mandates that they have to provide services to their citizens. And I know how all of that works. And I think I can contribute to make things better for St. Louis County people.
Do you think you might have any weaknesses or characteristics you might need to improve that might be a challenge in this job?
Well, I've never served at the county level, and we all have weaknesses. There's no doubt about that. We all can continue to learn throughout our lives. And, if I get elected, I'm going to sit there and listen for a little while and learn how the process works at the county board level. And then I'm going to become very active and stand up for the people that elected me to office, like I've always stood up for the people that elected me for office. Certainly, there are little nuances of county government that I've got to learn about. But as I said, I've got over 30 years of experience in government, and I pretty much know the mechanics of government, how it works, and how you got to get along, compromise. And
And I know the county board in the past has kind of developed a reputation for fighting amongst themselves and occasional public bickering. Are you concerned about that at all? If you are, how do you propose to fix the problem?
There's always going to be disagreements in politics, and there's politics in every form of life. I mean, whether you're in a church group or a coffee clutch or whatever, there's always politics involved in it. So there's going to be politics amongst politicians at the county board level. But I think we have to be civil and respect other people's opinions and, not take things personally when people don't agree with you. And I've got a track record of working with Republicans down at the legislature. I often passed a lot of bills while I was in the minority because I had friends that on the other side of the aisle that I treated with respect when I was in the majority, and they did the same to me when I was in the minority. So,
And how do you view the county's current spending priorities? Do you need to readjust them at all?
I've looked at the county budget, and there are things there that concern me a little bit. I noticed that public safety is the largest percentage of the budget. I don't know if it's grown that much. I haven't looked at the past history, but I was surprised, to tell you the truth, when I looked at the county budget and saw that 32% of the budget was going to public safety, and the next largest amount was for human services at 28%, and then I believe public roads and public works was third at 18%. So, I've got to look into that if I get elected and understand how those numbers got to where they are and where they've been in the past, see if there's anything we can do to streamline government, provide better services for citizens of St. Louis County.
Over the past 20 years, the county's been trimming its workforce by about 20%, which has placed kind of a greater load of the work on county employees. Are you in favor of continuing that cutting trend, or?
You can only cut so far, and I've seen that happen at the state level too. I just heard that in Minnesota, a lot of our job growth has been back in the public sector, hiring teachers that have been laid off, and other public employees that were laid off during the Great Recession. I'm not one to beat up on public employees. I think they do a good job, and I think they have a very important job to do. Whether it's keeping our roads plowed in the wintertime and safe for us folks to get to work, or taking care of little kids that might need help from social services. I'm not one to say that we got to keep trimming and trimming and trimming, because I think we've cut all the fat off, and now we're into the meat, and headed towards the bone.
I'm going to ask you about copper nickel mining in the area. And I know that the county commissioners don't really have any direct decision-making authority over the copper nickel mining, but do you support the county board possibly weighing in on the issue through resolutions? Or under what circumstances would you support copper nickel mining?
I have a record of just being supportive of mining in general. St. Louis County is a county that was built on mining. Copper nickel mining, I think it can be done properly. We're still the part of the state that everybody thinks is the wilderness, but we've been mining up here, and I think mining pretty much properly for over 130 years, and eventually we're going to start mining copper nickel. As the county board member, I'm certainly going to be in support of our mining culture because that's the reason I'm here. Why my grandparents came to the Iron Range.
Do you believe in order to make it easier to permit the new mining operations and weakening the pollution standards, such as the wild rice standard?
No, I don't think that the county board's going to have any kind of a say on that at all. And I don't think that anybody's trying to weaken any, I haven't seen this, and I was at the legislature when this debate was going on, and, you know, nobody tried to weaken any standard. I believe that you can mine safely and environmentally sensitively, but that you have to mine, because you and I are talking on cell phones right now, and they got 24 or 25 different metals in them that we can mine right here. They're being mined somewhere else on Mother Earth, and I don't think anybody mines more ecologically sound and more economically sound and financially sound than we do right here in northeastern Minnesota.